Sports Beat Extra on Beat.
Mikey Bamberg, thanks a million for joining me. I just want to ask you, firstly, we're looking ahead of this Leinster Championship now. How are you feeling kind of coming up to it? It's been a couple of weeks since that final against Longford. You know, how's the squad been settling, kind of getting back to sort of, I suppose, almost resetting yourself after what was a great campaign in the league?
Yeah, I suppose it is a bit of a big reset for the team as a whole. But no, I think training the past few weeks now has been good. Preparation for championship has been as strong as it can be. So yeah, really looking forward to the week ahead, and I think we're in a good position going into it.
I think I was listening on KCLR, and I suppose obviously this championship has been kind of what you've been aiming towards throughout the season. Had you imagined that you would have, I suppose, gotten as far as you did in the league coming up to the beginning of this year, or was that always sort of something you were also targeting alongside obviously the championship now?
I think the last few years coming into the start of every league, it's definitely been in all of our heads that our main goal is to get out of Division 4. I suppose at the start of this year, there probably was a bit of a different feel to it. I think we were playing well in the O'Brien Cup. So a bit unlucky to lose Offaly in that, but there was good signs coming the start of the year, and we had strong numbers lads coming back into the panel, and just good competition for spots in the starting 15 and the squad as a whole. So yeah, I suppose like there was signs earlier on, but yeah, it's good to see off the back of it now that we have achieved something.
Is there something, I suppose, throughout that league campaign, a fixture that sticks out to you? Because I suppose for me, looking at Carlow's success this year, that result against Tipperary seems particularly important considering the fixtures that then came after it. It kind of set you up well that you could kind of, I suppose, allow yourself to stumble a little bit, but then ultimately get over the line.
I wouldn't say there was one that stood out. A lot of them were gone close. Like even the Antrim at the very start was close first half, then we pulled away in the second half. Tip was close. The Wicklow game was obviously close as well. Like none of them were easy games, and I don't think one of them stood out more than the other one. But I suppose this year, just the composure and calmness that we played with, and a lot of them gave us that opportunity to see out those close games and come away with 2 points in love. Yeah.
Do you feel like there's a bit of a renaissance in Carlow football at the moment, obviously with yourselves and the success of the women's team as well? I suppose even on a personal level for yourself, a club level with O'Loughlin, you had a great year last year winning the senior championship. Like everything seems to be sort of, I suppose, slotting into place for yourself, but also for Carlow football.
Yeah, look, it's hard to comment on stuff like that. Like you really have to keep yourself grounded in the moment, because if you start looking ahead to bigger picture stuff like that, you kind of lose track of where you are. It's very easy, you know, stuff to go south or be on the wrong side of a few games and slip back down. So like we as a team have to keep our standards as high as they've been, and even higher going forward now into the championship, because you know games are only going to get tougher as they come now.
I suppose on that though, like, you know, you win Carlow's first major league or championship silverware since 1994 against Longford. You know, from talking to you, like, do you get much time to kind of enjoy that and celebrate that, or are you kind of having to continue on and look towards championship now, not get bogged down and sort of, I suppose, success now, but also be trying to continue on that success?
You do get time to kind of celebrate, I suppose, yeah. But in saying that, it wasn't too long before we were back training and back in preparation for championship. But it's great to see some of the hype, you know, the kids coming in there on Tuesday to get their autograph signed, and just the excitement they have. Like it's a great positive for all of us, and hopefully it's a sign to drive us on even further, that probably as much backing as we've ever had in the last few years now off the back of that promotion.
How does it feel, I suppose, to have been the captain that goes up and lifts that trophy after over 80 years without sort of major silverware at Croke Park? Like, because it's not really something you can talk to, say, other players that have been in that position, because it's a unique one for yourself and that you're the first in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's definitely a great achievement. And I think even for now, it's really hard for it to sink in just on maybe how big of an achievement that actually is. Maybe be a few years' time and kind of looking back on it. But hopefully by that stage, there'll be a few more pieces of silverware back in Carlow. But yeah, it's very hard to, I suppose, for that to seep in now. But yeah, it's definitely up there with the highlights of my career so far.
I suppose I have to ask, if you look at where you were last year, how proud are you of the team for pulling off this in the league campaign alone?
Look, I suppose being proud of the team, like a lot of the team we have there now has been there for the last 6 or 7 years. Like the real backbone of that team has been there for years through thick and thin, good times and bad times. So I wouldn't say it's something that we pulled off this year, but it's something we've been building, and it's something we definitely deserve, and a lot of those lads deserve it, because the hard work that's been put in the last few years has been unreal, and it definitely hasn't been easy at times, but it's great to have something that, you know, you can physically see that you've gotten something off the back of it. off all that hard work.
Do you think, I suppose, how pivotal was the return and inclusion of the likes of, say, Dara Foley, Chris Blake, and even Colm Hulton in getting promotion this year? Like, you know, faces that, you know, either returned or were newly into the squad. Like, you know, how much of a role do you think they played, especially, I suppose, Chris Blake being the highest goal scorer for you this year?
Yeah, look, it's massive getting those lads back. It's massive getting anyone back, I suppose. Anyone who's at that standard of football, like, we need them playing in the county. We don't have the privilege of the likes of the bigger counties where we can, you know, we don't need everyone in there. We need everyone in and everyone competing for places to drive on the standards. But I suppose on, like, the level of Dara Foley and Owen Roo coming back in, like, they're two savage leaders that, from when I first started with the panel, would have been, say, captain of the team, and they were the guys you're looking up to. And it's been brilliant having those lads back because, like, the leadership they have, they're like another manager in there with regards driving on the team and pushing us all further than we would have ourselves. So it's just great having, like, those lads around.
Wicklow this Sunday now, as you know, earlier on the league was a pretty tight encounter up until about, I suppose, 15 minutes left. It was pretty much neck and neck. Wicklow will think that they could have really gotten something out of that game and will likely be coming into it thinking that this is a chance to get revenge, won't they?
Oh, 100%. Like, the shoe's on the other foot there, and they pip us in the league and end up getting promoted. We're going out there going for blood in championship, so they're going to be the exact same. So we have to know what we have to be ready for that going into it. By no means are they going to be, you know, licking their wounds thinking, like, as in they're not going to be ready for this. They're 100% going to be up for it, probably more so than any other normal Leinster championship game. So yeah, look, it's going to be a battle, and it's going to be an interesting game come Sunday.
I have to ask, Mark Jackson had a really great season for Wicklow, and even when he was playing against yourselves, he scored 6 and he got 31 throughout the entire league campaign. Like, how vital is it, I suppose, to snuff out his opportunities, particularly from free kicks?
Yeah, like, you can't argue it. He's a great weapon for the team to have, but it's going to come to our discipline levels to make sure we're not giving away those opportunities, because, like you said, the amount of scores he's put in the league speaks for itself. So that's going to come down to our discipline and us sticking to our game plan to make sure we snuff that out.
And then, I suppose, finally, just on, you know, coming out with that win in the division and securing promotion and now going into this Leinster Championship, how much does the confidence, I suppose, play a factor in how you perform this Sunday? Like, does that provide an even bigger boost, and even that extra game as well gives you that bit more preparation, does it?
Confidence-wise, look, we always try to go out and play with confidence. Like, we would always say there's a big difference between playing with confidence and playing with a bit of arrogance. And, like, we know if we go out thinking we want to win this game, we're probably going to come out on the wrong side of it, because it's our work rate that gets us through a lot of games. But it is, what I would say is, it comes from a lot of the support we're getting the last few weeks, that we know everyone has our backs, and we know if we go out and perform, we can compete with any team on any given day. So yeah, look, we go into this game with confidence, but we go in also knowing that if we don't work as hard as we have done in every other game, you know, it won't be there for us. We have to go out and perform and work as hard as we have throughout the league.
Absolutely. Mikey Bambrick, thank you so much, and best luck of the weekend.
Thanks very much.